Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Mark chapter 5, verses 1 to 20. The Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Holy Gospel of St. Mark, the 5th chapter. They came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gerasenes, and when Jesus had stepped out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. He lived among the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain, for he had often been bound with shackles and chains, but he wrenched the chains apart, and he broke the shackles in pieces. No one had the strength to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the mountains, he was always crying out and cutting himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and fell down before him. And crying out with a loud voice, he said, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." For he was saying to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." And Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" He replied, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he begged him earnestly not to send them out of the country. Now a great herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside, and they begged him, saying, "Send us to the pigs, let us enter them." So he gave them permission. And the unclean spirits came out and entered the pigs. And the herd, numbering about 2,000, rushed down the steep bank into the sea and drowned in the sea. The herdsmen fled and told it in the city and in the country. And people came to see what it was that had happened. And they came to Jesus and saw the demon-possessed man, the one who had had the legion, sitting there, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And those who had seen it described to them what had happened to the demon-possessed man and to the pigs. And they began to beg Jesus to depart from their region. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed with demons begged him that he might be with him. And he did not permit him, but said to him, "Go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." And he went away and began to proclaim in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him, and everyone marveled. O Lord, have mercy upon us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? With these words, the demons, Legion by name, confess rightly who Jesus is. Son of the Most High God. And yet the confession is made not in faith, but in fear perhaps, but most certainly in defiance and in pride. It seems strange, but it's a healthy reminder that merely uttering the words, "Jesus is Lord," is not enough for one to be saved. As Paul says, "One should confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead." Or as Luther would say, "He must be your Lord." So maybe it's just me, but I find it interesting that Jesus granted the desires of the demons here. "Send us to the pigs," they say. "Let us enter them." Jesus literally hands them over to their own devices and their desires. And in following those devices and plans, they perish, but not before their true end is made known. Left to their own, they choose death. They perish and unironically draw the line between themselves and Jesus with great precision and clarity. Likewise, today, there are those who would confess that Jesus is Lord in pride and defiance. those whose love is focused on the self, whose hearts are turned against him, and who desire their own devices and seek to justify their deeds. Theirs are sparkle creeds. Theirs are pronouns and brightly colored semicircles, to name a few. It's okay to give thanks that such confessions are made, not because they're true, because they certainly are not true, but because the Lord has permitted them to draw the line and build a wall between themselves and him with such clarity that we may more easily see the error of their ways, that we may mark and avoid. Woe to those who give such lip service. Woe to those who would take a simple confession of faith and bastardize it with that which flows from their hearts rather than that which flows from the Word of God. They are legion because they are many. But in the end, theirs is simply the way of demons, empty words and self-justification, pigs and destruction. And what of us? First, take heed lest ye fall. In the visible church here on earth, the faithful and the true are mixed with those who give lip service. It's not always easy to tell who is who. Take heed and repent. Give up the scheming and stop making excuses for those pet sins, those desires that would cast your lot in with the pigs. Repent and believe. Jesus is Lord, yes, and more than that, he is your Lord. For he has washed off your filth and the stench of pigs. He has redeemed you, a lost and condemned person. He has purchased and won you from death and from the power of the devil with his innocent suffering and his death. And all this from his divine goodness, without any merit or worthiness in you. Second, go home. Not this minute, right? HR would get some complaints, I think, about that. But go home. It's not a call to complacency for the Christian to sit on the couch, to turn on ESPN or Fox News and eat bonbons. It's a call to action. Go home to your family, to your friends and your neighbors. Go to those who are far and near. Tell them the good news of how much the Lord has done for you, how he has had mercy on you. Tell them of the great and wonderful Lord who has forgiven your sins and still does so each and every day. Finally, gather together. It's not that there is strength in numbers, but there is a mutual consolation of the brethren. Weep with those who weep. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Comfort one another with the promises of Jesus. Sing hymns and songs and spiritual songs, and encourage one another all the more as that final day draws near. You see, in this way, you live and serve him just as certainly as he has risen from the dead, not by your own reason or strength, but through the Holy Spirit who has called, who has enlightened, who has sanctified, and yes, keeps you in the one true faith. For in him, in Christ, we live, we move, and we have our being. This is most certainly true. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
This is on, right? Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.